This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, do you believe it? Another weekend is upon us. This is a special weekend, though, because it's the weekend we celebrate our independence. So we have an independent voice to hear and listen and talk about the issues of the week in the world of News Talk Radio. Who better to do that than Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, where you find out what is going on all week, all kinds of postings every day of what's going on in this fabulous world. You go to Talkers Radio, Talkers TV, hear the things that are going on at Talkers TV. You can see a lot of the video from the recent Talkers convention. That's kind of cool. And other things are going on, which Michael is going to go through. But first, he loves to start by reviewing the charts for this last week of June 2017. So let us give him his due, shall we?
I just love to do this.
I know you do. You know how in the movie The Hunt for Red October, Sean Connery says, "Let us give this American a wide berth." You remember that scene?
No, but I can imagine it.
Yeah, it's very good.
That was a good movie, too. I just got back from Washington, D.C., where I spent a couple of days immersed in the immigration issue and, of course, the tweet issue. There's a lot going on. Here's the way the week played out. Although,
By the way, if you're not respectful, sometimes I get comments from people who think you're a little hard on me. I'm going to tell people about your plastic surgery if you do not do this
job. Okay. At number 10, we have Major League Baseball action. At number 9, we have the James Sanders investigation and the EU fines Google. Two different stories, but they're about tied at 9. At number 8, we have the global malware attack, and that's tied with U.S. North Korea policy. At number 7, we have that bizarre YouTube shooting death. At number 6, we have the Sarah Palin New York Times suit. At number 5, we have CNN's yanked Russia story. And number 4 is really number 1, but it became number 1 toward the end of the week, so it turned out number 4, but I'm qualifying it. Trump's tweet controversy with Joe and Mika. which you obviously know about, or you wouldn't be referring to my facelift.
Yes, right.
And
outrageous.
Oh, man, do I look good. At number 3, the Trump travel ban. At number 2, the illegal immigration legislation, which I was immersed in that. Uh-huh. And at number 1, we have the status of the GOP health care bill. So while the media is obsessed with Trump's tweets, there are 3 major issues taking place right now in the nation's capital, and fortunately people are talking about it, and that's the travel ban, the illegal immigration legislation, and the health care bill. Mm-hmm. The people being talked about, number 10, we have Kim Jong-un. At number 9, we have Bernie and Jane. At number 8, we have Sarah. At number 7, we have Pedro Ruiz and Mona Lisa Perez. They're the YouTube incident that's quite tragic. At number 6, Anthony Scaramucci. And Vladimir Putin.
Sounds like a bad guy in a James Bond movie, doesn't it?
Vladimir Putin?
Scaramucci. No, well,
yes. Scaramucci. Better than Buttafuoco.
or Beethoven, as far as that's concerned.
At number 5, we have... I hope people know the references to something that actually happened. At number 5, Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski. At number 4, we have Barack Obama. At number 3, Rand Paul. Number 2, Mitch McConnell. And number 1, the man with the nimble thumbs, Donald Trump. It's quite a week. Wow, what a week.
Yeah. What a week. All right, so because of your expertise.
Oh, my God.
And because, in my estimation, I'm not sure I agree with you, but we don't have to agree. We can disagree without being disagreeable. I believe the illegal immigration legislation is the most important thing of the week. The news media is trying to make other things out of it. What's more interesting? Why? as they're focused on this or that or the other thing. Most of it is distraction from the real stuff. The health care pill also is a piece of garbage. It's really...
Yeah, but this I don't want to mislead the listeners to think that this is a list of the most important issues.
No.
This is the list of the most talked about issues.
Right.
And if we talked about the most important issues, the list would be very different.
You know, maybe we should do two lists.
Exactly.
Most important, and then... Yeah. The things that are talking about.
I mean, if you really look at the things that the media covers, I mean, they're interesting. Mm. They are important. I mean, the tweet thing is important, but it is not as substantial important as how much it's going to cost you for your health care.
Right. Or whether you want health care, or who's going to get health care, or what's in the health care. It isn't really health care anyway. It's just another insurance bill. That is the reason that people aren't saying, you know, it says on the many of the stories, 22 million people in 10 years won't be covered. Well, most of them don't want to be covered because they don't care. They don't want to spend the money. They go to the bar on Friday night at 22 years old and sit there and drink and smoke and do whatever. They don't think they're going to need health care, so they don't want to buy it. They don't want it. And that's not a part of the conversation, even though it is a level part of the reality. Plus the old fossil McConnell throwing in that opioid thing to keep the Democrats happy, and he doesn't have a clue about how difficult or important the problem is to America. He's clueless. He's so out of touch. And that's what happens to a lot of these people, Michael. That's part of the discussion. And I bet you found that when you were the fair event this weekend this past week on immigration reform, how to deal with immigration problems. Those people at that convention love Trump. And frankly, I think he's on the right path with some of this stuff. But can you imagine, here's something that I would ask of you, and I'd be very interested in your point of view on. One of the examples given is a guy who comes into this country, commits a crime, gets deported. Comes back into the country, commits another crime, gets deported. Comes back into the country, commits another crime, gets deported. 6 times it happens. Why is this guy in jail, in an American jail? Why do we send him back? What is the point of that? Has anybody discussed that at the Immigration Caucus?
No. Yeah, of course they discuss that. I mean, they discuss that kind of thing. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, but you see, there are so many details. And there's so many individual stories. I mean, one question. Are immigrants, do they commit crimes in a larger proportion than the general population? That's the only question. Are illegal immigrants more responsible for crime per capita per illegal immigrant that's in this country than the general population? If they do, then there's an issue. If they don't, then that's not the most important part of this discussion. And why can't we just get to that? But no.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard stories over the last couple of days. This poor person was shot in the face. A drive-by shooting from an illegal immigrant. Okay, but what does that mean? What does it mean?
It means that an illegal committed a crime. Instead of putting him in jail, they send him back to the country so they can come back here again and do the same thing.
Now you're asking a good question. So what should we do with them?
We should put them in jail.
We should put them in jail. Then we have to support them and we have to feed them.
So they committed a crime. We do that for an American.
Right.
Well, and,
you know... Yeah. Make sure they don't come back. Build a wall.
Do you see the cost of the wall? The San Diego section of it is $1.6 billion. That's what they're working on this year. A lot of money for the wall.
Well, Mexico's paying for it, aren't they?
Oh, right. I forgot about that. Thank you.
Mexico's paying for the wall.
All right. Perfect. Sorry.
Don't you love the way? Nothing sticks.
15 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, Hot Hits in the Talk Radio. Michael's gone through the list. He did the people list and the stories, right?
Yeah, I did everything.
All right.
I've done everything I love to do.
No, you just started doing what you love to do. We'll talk about Michael's experience at the FAIR event. FAIR, what does the FAIR stand for?
Federation for American Immigration Reform.
That's it. Okay. Let me talk to you now for a moment, if I may please, about how well your body is working. My parents used to say, you are what you eat. I say that to my children. Michael, you say that to Matthew? You are what you eat, Matthew.
I say so. If you were on an island without food, that pea that you are rejecting, you'd climb across a mountain in the desert to get to it.
He's
very annoyed.
Yeah. All right. So beets. A lot of people say, oh, I don't like beets. If you eat them pickled or steamed with butter on them, man, are they great. But you'd have to eat three of them to get the benefit that you get in one teaspoon of Super Beets, the circulation superfood. It's all natural, nothing. All you do is grow these beets, they cook them, they sort of flow dry them, and then they powder them. Put them in a canister, send you a 30-day supply in each one of these canisters, and if you haven't gotten onto the program to get you the best healthy blood flow possible, the way for you to keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be, man, if you're over 40, your body is losing its efficiency. Michael and I can both attest to that. So if you want energy, stamina, and healthy blood pressure, drink a glass of Super Beets, a superfood, every single day. Call 800-655-4183 to get on the program. Or if you want to reorder, you can call that number. Or go to DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Your questions will be answered. Find out more about how to boost your circulatory system. Get the blood to your muscles, to your brain, to every part. Every microvessel is going to be filled with that life-giving blood that you need to keep yourself healthy and actually happy. 800-655-4183. Yes, the way to health and happiness is through Super Beets. 800-655-4183. Right now, if you're not on the program, call and order while you're thinking about it. 800-655-4183 or go online to DougLikesBeets.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In Oklahoma, some bar owners were upset at customers sharing hamburgers. They wanted to make every customer buy their own, so they convinced legislators to require it. Now the law prohibits one person from taking even a bite of another person's hamburger. Legislators claimed it was a health hazard, but most people understood it was really about government officials protecting their friends in a favored business. Years later, the anti-hamburger sharing law remains in force. Citizens should never be complacent about such threats to their freedom. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom doesn't end all at once. It is chipped away slowly by such little things as hamburger laws. If responsible citizens want to take a bite out of government overreach, this would be a good place to start.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after three glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
All right, one of the things I would point your attention to, ladies and gentlemen, is Michael Harrison's podcast. Every week it's posted in two places, at talkers.com and also at upcloseandfarout.com. Dennis Prager, one of the national hosts I have the most respect for as far as political talk goes. You liked him. You got good stuff out of him, Michael?
Oh, very, very nice conversation. He mixes religion with politics, yeah. Sociology, pop culture. He's going to be making a movie with Adam Carolla about snowflakes and safe spaces at universities. And, of course, they both agree that the state of universities in terms of free speech and the coddling of students is definitely a problem.
So intelligent, man. He's a wonderfully intelligent talk radio personality. So you want to listen to this, upcloseandfarout.com, Michael's interview with Dennis Prager on the podcast.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia Berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants and helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. You're listening to this week's official overview of what's going on in the News Talk Radio world. We do this every week, we being Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, and me, Doug Steffen, with the focus on, yeah, the big stories of the week, but also other things that are ancillary to what's going on in Talk Radio world. Michael was talking about the fair, two-day radio fest. What, 60, 70 hosts at least?
Were at that thing, 62, right? They had 62 hosts from around the country, from as far away as Hawaii.
Yeah.
And I was interviewed in 2 days on approximately 30 shows.
Uh-huh. I'm not surprised at all.
It's,
what was
it's
the
quite
focus?
A workout.
Most of them have the same focus? What did they talk about?
Oh, well, they asked me all kinds of things, because I'm sort of a break for them, because I'm not, you know, they have, like, sheriffs there and congressmen, and it's all wonk and fear, Trump's not getting a fair shake, and the immigrants are coming in and raping everybody, and, you know, it's basically focused on that. I was talking, of course, about where the issue belongs in the history of talk radio, what role talk radio plays in it, the First Amendment aspects of it, and everybody loves talking about the media. And right now, you know, if you're any kind of have any kind of insight into media theory and popular media, this is a heck of a time, because the media is one of the main subjects of any discussion today. So I was up to my eyeballs in media conversation, and every host was a little different. So it wasn't that I was saying the same thing everywhere I went, but I'm a little talked out. You know?
Well, you want to quit early? You want to do a half hour, and then I have to do the rest of it by myself? Are you that talked out?
Can I just move the microphone over to the couch over there and just lie down while I'm... No. When I say talked out, it means I really have covered all of this. So, if anything, I'm on top of my game, because I had a heck of a workout yesterday and the day before.
So here's the bottom line. We touched on a little bit when you were going through the issues, the list of the issues all the way through. But this legislation, to a point, is somewhat self-serving, but it is the Trump mantle. And there are a lot of good points that have been made in the discussion and the debate. Mm. So did you come up to any of that?
Well, what I find is basically that the conservatives and the Republicans, many of them feel they're stuck with Trump. I mean, Trump's behavior is very troubling to the Republicans. It's troubling to his staff. It's troubling to everybody around him.
It is troubling.
But they see him as their ticket to get what they want to get done.
Yeah.
So they're fearful that if he goes down, the whole Republican Party will go down.
Yeah.
So they're stuck with him, and he's their guy. He's their guy to get what they want to get done. They've got both houses. They've got the legislatures. They've got the executive branch. They've got this hard-hitting president. So they try to make excuses for his behavior, and then it brings up the whole topic of the press being biased against him, and it becomes mucky. But what it comes down to is the Republicans never wanted Trump to begin with. He ran for the presidency against the Republicans.
He's not really a Republican.
He's something else, but yeah. He's their guy. So they're stuck with him, and they're twisting themselves into pretzels to be able to come behind him in terms of the legislation and the things they want to do, and not be brought down by the other things that are deeply concerning about this guy.
Mm-hmm. That's a great visualization. The way you picked your words, the way you just described the situation, was really very astute. And it's hard because there's so much distraction from the stuff. I mean, no matter what, there are some things that he's doing that are quite good and quite important and quite, you know, this is the essence of what we need to be doing now. But it seems like he blows it all the time with his style, shall we put it that way. 28.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now, 1-800-441-9833. That's 1-800-441-9833.
Top 10 items, people and stories, the focus of the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Every week, 52 weeks a year, Michael Harrison joins me with an overview of what's going on, not only the stories, but the conversation. He has some insight, as you've heard in this last half hour, about illegal immigration, the FAIR event being held in Washington this past week, couple of days of dozens and dozens of Talk Radio hosts coming in to. And it was appropriate this week because all that immigration legislation came up. Where did you do the broadcast? Was it on the front lawn of the White House? Where were they?
Oh, no.
I thought they were going
to the front lawn. It's in a pretty cool hotel, and they just refurbished it. It's called the Phoenix Park Hotel, and it's right on the corner of, Massachusetts Avenue and Capitol Street Northwest. Right a block away from the Capitol, and it's a great hotel. It's been there for years and years. It's almost like going to a reunion for me. It's been in this place for a long time, very conveniently located, and it's a fun event.
Yeah.
A fun event. I mean, it's not necessarily a fun event.
Yeah, a lot of good people that know you that are talk radio folks that come to the talk radio convention. By the way, if you go to talkers.com, you will see the video from Talkers TV of a lot of the episodic adventures we had a month ago, I think, now, isn't it?
Yeah, about a month ago, and we're putting them up one a day. Of course, we're not going to put any up on Monday and Tuesday of this coming week because of the holiday,
right.
But we have about 5 videos posted already, and they're going to be a total of about 30 of them,
mm-hmm.
And it'll be all the sessions at the conference. And people who love talk radio will find it interesting because you'll see some of the big movers and shakers talking about the nuts and bolts of the business.
Right.
To each other.
Yeah.
And, of course, people in the industry flocked to the video because, obviously, there were many people that weren't there and they want to see what happened.
Yeah, right. Did you say somebody came as far as Hawaii to this?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I did a live interview. Rick Habada of a radio station in Hawaii and an iHeart-owned station in Honolulu. Mm-hmm. And it was live. Of course, they're about 6-7 hours different
from the East Coast.
It's earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's earlier there.
Right.
And a nice guy, and it's just very interesting hearing the, you know, the Hawaiian point of view on illegal immigration.
Right.
And he said they have their own issue with the immigrants from Micronesia.
Yeah.
And I was out to lunch.
Yeah,
I had, you know, because I said to him, you know, you can't really call Hawaii a border state.
Well, the Filipinos and Micronesians, what they do is they actually, but their problem is they get to Guam, and then from Guam, which is an American protectorate, they get to Hawaii. That's how it works, and they're, you know, it's much easier to get into Hawaii from Guam than it is from, you know, Micronesia. There's a little island in the middle of nowhere, off the near the Philippines. All these the South Pacific is dotted with hundreds of these islands.
Yeah, and hundreds of little cultures that are indigenous to each island.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, we talk about three races, you know, the white race, the black race, then the you know, the Asian race or whatever they call it these days.
Yeah.
I guess
it's a combo race.
The word Oriental is no longer in vogue, although it does express a certain segment of Asia.
Well,
you know, when you say Asian.
Can I interrupt you for just a second?
Yeah.
One of the things I meant to talk to you about last week, and I didn't get to it, there was a ruling. The Supreme Court ruled that a group of entertainers called the Slants could keep their name. And the Slants are Asians, and the name refers to their eyes. And people who were not from this area, people who were white, who thought this was offensive, it's kind of like... people who are white find the N-word offensive when it's used, well, the blacks find the word offensive when it's used by white people, but they use it all the time themselves. And apparently, a lot of Asians, unbeknownst to me, I didn't know this was what went on, but apparently this is a slang word that they use to refer to themselves.
Well, I mean, this is a complicated issue. It's abstract intelligence. I mean, can you make fun of your own race, but you can't make fun of another race? And let's face it, there is logic to that, isn't there?
Well, you know, does that like mean that blacks can't any longer make fun of whites because of our race?
Blacks should not make fun of whites.
No, they
whites
shouldn't.
Whites should not make fun of blacks. I mean,
no,
there
true.
Is... Look, it depends on... Here we're getting deeper into the complexities that common sense and intelligence... indicate are needed to be able to communicate, and right now we're at a point where we can't rely on common
sense. Everybody's offended.
Right.
We got a problem with everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, it's at the point now where some of this stuff actually brings people together. Some ethnic humor is endearing, but we're in a period of time right now where the pendulum has swung to the point that you can't do it.
Uh-huh.
And it's wise not to.
Wise not to. You can, but it's not smart.
It's not smart.
Yeah.
And who wants to offend anybody? Right. I mean, you know, if somebody suddenly said to me they're offended by a certain word, what am I going to say? No, you shouldn't be. If you're offended, I won't use it. I don't want to offend anybody. Mm-hmm. But when we can't use certain words and we can't tell certain stereotypes in a lighthearted or good-natured way, it takes away from effectively... honoring the differences between people. You know, stereotypes sometimes are not necessarily bad. And we're at the point now where you can't even say good things. You can't identify the identifying qualities that are part of different religions, ethnicities, nationalities, and it makes conversation tough. It creates hypocrisy. So we've got to find the balance between, you know, common sense and political correctness.
Mm-hmm. Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, the whole slants thing has been used in terms of the legality surrounding the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
Because if the slants are able to be legal, you know, in terms of the copyright for that name, which is the real issue here, then there should be no issue about the Washington Redskins having that title. And that's also part of...
well, that was part of the decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Going through the charts so that you have an official rendering. I only usually do this once in each hour of the countdown, so let me just give you, you can go to talkers.com anytime and get the list just for your listening and dancing pleasure, but let me review it here. The people list this week includes at number 10, Kim Jong-un. At number 9, Bernie Sanders and his wife. At number 8, Sarah Palin. Number 7, the two people who were involved in that YouTube shooting. Number 6, Vladimir Putin. 5, Joe and Mika, his wife-to-be. Let's see, number 4 is the former president, Mr. Obama. Rand Paul is in the third position in the list of people. The old fossil, Mitch McConnell. And the number 1, speaking of shooting them out, or shoot 'em ups, Donald Trump, president of the United States, is in the number 1 position. No surprise there. I'm Doug Steffen. No surprise we're here every week on the Talk Radio Review, the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, so we're going to discuss with Michael in a moment. He's posted a piece at talkers.com, an opinion about what's happening to some of the strange focus on people and news that really wouldn't get the focus if it wasn't for what's going on. Sort of, is that a very kind of a distracting way of getting into this article, wading across the widening mainstream? What is the main? Is there a mainstream anymore at all? We'll find out what Michael thinks about that in just a matter of moments. 43 past the hour on this week's countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
In Oklahoma, some bar owners were upset at customers sharing hamburgers. They wanted to make every customer buy their own, so they convinced legislators to require it. Now the law prohibits one person from taking even a bite of another person's hamburger. Legislators claimed it was a health hazard, but most people understood it was really about government officials protecting their friends in a favored business. Years later, the anti-hamburger sharing law remains in force. Citizens should never be complacent about such threats to their freedom. They should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom doesn't end all at once. It is chipped away slowly by such little things as hamburger laws. If responsible citizens want to take a bite out of government overreach, this would be a good place to start.
All regulations curtail freedom, but we can fix that. Find out how at lensofliberty.org.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
The stories on the Talk Radio Countdown Show this week, as preserved and as annotated by the folks who run Talkers, the Bible of the talk radio industry, sports talk radio, usual kind of conversation about sports and how much fun it is or what's going on with some of the players, etc. Number 10. Number 9, Google gets fined a couple of $1 billion or $1.5 billion or something by the European Union for doing bad stuff. So they say. Speaking of bad stuff, number 8 is that global attack, the ransomware, the malware attached to it. What do we do about that? The YouTube shooting, number 7. The Sarah Palin lawsuit against the New York Times, number 6. The Russian story that the CNN folks kind of booted, number 5. Let's see. Number 4 is the Trump and his Twitter. Number 3, the travel ban. Number 2, illegal immigration conversation and the status of the health care bill is number 1 on the countdown this week. 45 past the hour. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, trying to a blend conversation with opinion here, as is the case with any good talk radio program. Michael has an insight and an inside because of his position running the Bible of the talk radio industry. So when he makes an observation, people listen. It's kind of like E.F. Hutton. This is E.F. Harrison.
Well, you're very cool to say that. I have the feeling nobody's listening to anybody anymore.
Let's hope that's not the case, because my advertiser would be upset about that. But you're right. There's just so much stuff. So overview for us what your point is in this. Anybody can read this. You go to talk.
Oh, the widening mainstream? Well, yeah, okay. Real, you know, it was, first of
we
all,
got into this a little bit last week, but you really, after you get off the air, I think you wrote this, and it sort of is part of an analysis of what we've been talking about.
This has been going on for years with the advent of multimedia channels, with more TV channels, with more radio channels, with the internet, with podcasting, with blogs, with websites. We don't live in a world where there is a mainstream culture that is spawned by a mainstream media. Everybody used to watch Milton Berle. Everybody watched I Love Lucy. We all grew up with the same TV shows. Everybody knew what the number one song in the country was. There was a number one bestseller. There was a mass American culture. There was a general population cultural homogenization that was triggered by the media. So when you talk about the mainstream media, everybody says, you know, the mainstream media is doing this, but we don't. But there is no mainstream media. That doesn't exist. Even the New York Times, even NBC TV, even ABC TV, CNN, they're all niche. There are big niches and small niches. If I'm going to compare it to a stream, we grew up in an era where the mainstream was a narrow, deep river, and you could put ocean liners on it because it was deep. And these ocean liners were the big medium, the big media companies, NBC TV. Today, it's wide, like a marsh, and shallow. You could wade across it. You could walk across it, and it's not deep enough to support those kinds of entities like NBC television as it was in the old days. So to expect Megyn Kelly and Alex Jones to get the kind of numbers, the kind of ratings that, say, 60 Minutes did back in the old days, or going back even earlier, episodes of Friends, or the final installment of MASH, it's not going to happen. So it's not that Megyn Kelly or Alex Jones are not popular or have followings. There's just the expectation that it'll be Barbara Walters' numbers in her heyday. Barbara Walters couldn't do it in her heyday in this environment. Mm-hmm. So there's no mainstream media anymore, and there's no such thing as the American people have spoken. There's no such thing as the general public. There's no such thing. They don't exist.
How do you get consensus, or is that gone too?
Consensus is the largest and loudest small segment. Look at Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
He has a 37% approval rating, which is paltry, the lowest at this point in memory of a presidency, and yet he can't be stopped. Mm-hmm. Because his 37% is a cohesive, dedicated, loyal, angry, vigilant, tenacious group of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there are people say, well, when you say that, there are plenty of times during the Obama years and George Bush's years and Bill Clinton's years when they were very unpopular. It just happens that it usually is a honeymoon in the first year or so of a new
presidency. But you're missing the point. The point is that his 37% is of the 21st century. No one else has that kind of loyalty. It's like radio stations. You know, people say, you know, well, look at the numbers. They talk about Greta Van Susteren was let go from MSNBC the other day because her numbers weren't good. We're talking about a couple of 100,000 people watch these shows. And yet we talk about these shows as if they were watched by everybody.
And the Hannity factor. He's got many more people listening to him on the radio than watch him on TV.
Right.
And then all the attention paid to Mika and Joe with that tweet. These people are loving this because they get more people to watch them. They are lucky to get a million people a day to watch them.
If you went around the shopping mall, you couldn't find anybody that watched Mika and Joe.
No.
And yet they're a bigger story than health care.
Yeah. It's really pretty.
And so what the heck is Trump? And, you know, and the reason that Trump tweets is because he knows that that's going to be the story and it's going to blow over and there won't be scrutiny of the health care bill. There won't be scrutiny of the illegal immigration legislation. There won't be scrutiny of the travel ban. They'll be talking about what a horrible guy he is for tweeting and his 37%.
Fall right into his trap.
And his 37% love it.
Mm-hmm. There you go. All right, there's Michael's mind in action. Check it out. At talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Review. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen at 10 minutes before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Continuing in our Talk Radio vein here with an overview of some of the stories on the charts from Talkers Magazine, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who happens to be the legal coordinator at Talkers and here on the Countdown. So let's go to some of these, and starting with Sarah Palin's Times lawsuit. What does she get out of that?
She gets nothing but publicity. I mean, this thing is, I'll be probably talking about this in my media law class in the fall. But,
yes.
You know, it goes back to an issue back at the time when Gabby Giffords, the Arizona congresswoman, was shot. There was some comment that Sarah Palin had on her website, a map of the United States with representatives that she thinks should be targeted, not for shooting, but to be taken down as representatives. And Gabby Giffords was one of them. And what it did do was the targeting was done like a scope on a rifle. So people were talking about, okay, you know, did that cause the shooter to do this? No, it didn't cause the shooter to do it. Shooter never even saw it. Certainly it's, you know, not a good idea, but it was no big deal. Well, so the New York Times did an editorial about political incitement and shootings. And they did a typo. They did a typo that said that this and some other type of, you know, websites had a correlation with the shootings. Well, this was pointed out directly moments later to the New York Times. They thanked the people that pointed out the mistake. They corrected it, and that was it. And what's kind of interesting was the editorial was published on June 14th, and I never saw anything about about it or even the correction until she files 2 weeks later her lawsuit. And her lawsuit, first of all, as a public figure, she has to show there was deliberate malice. They already even corrected it before she even said anything. So she's going to get a lot of publicity out of this thing. There's no way she takes it to court. Even she isn't that crazy.
That's learning about publicity through the eyes and the ears of her president. All right.
Start me.
Yeah. Number three on the countdown this week from Talkers is the travel ban, the Supreme Court ruling, a couple of Supreme Court issues this week. What's your overview of that, Mr. Wiseman?
You know, I'm glad you asked about that one, because sometimes that got not as reported accurately as it could be. And what the president's travel ban, what it eventually turned into, is a ban to look at the vetting policy, to take a couple of months to look at the vetting policy. Now, one could argue they already had this time, but the Supreme Court properly said, yes, for that purpose, that was a legitimate thing to do. And they even made comments of, you know, we may not even have to argue this case in the fall because it should be resolved by then. The policy is still pandering to xenophobic people who are fearful of strangers. We haven't had an attack from someone in those countries here in the United States since 1975. The vetting policy, actually, which I've looked at, is pretty damn good. So this is one that does get blown out of proportion, and I think is unfortunately part of what appears to be the president's, you know, attempting to prey on the fears of people of these of foreigners and Muslims in particular.
Okay, so the number two thing, we got about a minute here, is the immigration legislation. It's hard to argue with a premise that someone who comes into this country continually, gets deported, comes back again, commits crimes, comes back again. It's hard to argue that that's okay.
Well, then you won't get an argument from me, too. You know, this one, too, is appealing to, people who are anti-immigrant. But you look at this, and it's talking about people who have committed crimes, been deported, and come back and commit crimes. Yeah.
Why the hell aren't they in jail? Why do we send them back? We pay for it. Why don't we just put them in jail? There's too many wrong people in jail, not enough of the right people in jail.
Yeah, so I got to admit, I'm with you on this thing. You know, this may be appealing to – the problem may not be as large as it's sometimes played up in the press, and your chances of being harmed in other ways are greater. But that has nothing to do with the legitimacy of what we're talking
right
about.
Right and wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, this is a wrong that is relatively easy to correct, and, bless them for doing it.
And you wonder why it's taken so long. Actually, when you come to the common sense quotient, who with any common sense thinks this is okay, the way that we're doing it now? There's no common sense.
Agree with you on that.
Yeah. All right, so there's one for the good guys, or maybe two or three or four. The good guy is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, and an expert on scams and identity theft. Matter of fact, you ought to check out his website, scamicide.com, to get yourself up to snuff on scams that you need to avoid. Thank you, Steve.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.